Hans Brinker.
It was a cold winter morning. Hans and Gretel stood by a canal that was covered in ice. Their clothes were not very warm. They had red faces and cold hands. They were poor. The children did not own skates. Hans had made pieces of thin wood for their feet to skate on.
Let's go! Catch me if you can,
Gretel said. Hans went after Gretel, but she was very fast.
Squeak, squeak, went their wooden skates.
Just then, they went down on the ice. Hans said,
It's no good, Gretel. Our wooden skates are wet now. It is too hard to skate.
From their house, they heard,
Hans, Gretel, it's time to come in.
Their mother needed their help with the housework. Hans, Gretel, and their mother worked very hard. Many times, Hans and Gretel could not play or go to school. They had to make money to buy food. They had a father, but he was sick. He was in an accident 10 years ago. He was hit on the head. He did not understand anything they said.
Your father used to be strong and smart, said Dame Brinker.
Hans said, Yes, he knew everything and could do anything, I remember.
They had a small cottage beside one of the canals. Their mother grew vegetables. She also knitted to earn money. Sometimes their father was like a child. Dame Brinker could not work because she had to watch him. Hans was very good at working with wood and gardening. Gretel could make clothes and cook very well. She also watched geese. They both worked very hard. While Hans and Gretel worked, many children skated on the ice. Sometimes the children made fun of Hans and Gretel because they were poor. Peter and Hilda were not like the others. They were nice to Hans and Gretel. One day, Hilda went to them and asked,
Have you heard of the great race next month? You both skate very well. If you win, you will get a new pair of silver skates.
Hans said, Our skates are wood. We could not skate very fast. When they get wet, they stick to the ice.
Gretel said,
We will watch everyone skate.
Which of you is the better skater?
Hilda asked.
Gretel, said Hans.
Hans,
said Gretel at the same time. Hilda smiled. She said,
I cannot buy you both a pair of skates, but I have 8 coins. Choose which of you is the fastest and buy new skates.
She walked away. Hans ran to her saying,
Miss Hilda, we cannot take your money.
Why not?
Hilda asked.
We did not work for it,
Hans said. Hilda said,
Carve me a chain out of wood like your sister's necklace.
I will have a new chain for you tomorrow,
Hans called out as Hilda walked away. Gretel said,
What a nice girl! You will have skates soon.
No, said Hans. I will buy you a new coat to keep you warm.
Gretel wanted her brother to have skates. She told him,
I am warm enough.
Later that week, Peter went to Hans because he wanted a necklace for another girl. Soon, Hans earned enough money for skates for both Gretel and himself. One day, while Hans was skating to another town to look for work, he saw Dr. Boekman. This man was the best doctor in Holland. Hans asked the doctor to look at his father. The doctor was not very nice to anyone, but he agreed. The next week, their father was feeling very bad. He grabbed his head a lot. When the doctor arrived, he looked at Ralph Brinker. He said,
"I think I can save him. He must have an operation, but it may kill him."
The family agreed to the operation. They were afraid, but they had to do something. A few days after the operation, their father opened his eyes and asked for his family.
"Hans? Gretel?" He tried to move. "Why do I feel so weak? Was I hurt?"
Hans said.
"Yes, Father. You have been sick for 10 years.
The doctor came and looked at their father one more time. He said,
"He will get better,"
Dame Brinker said.
"Oh, thank you, doctor."
Ralph Brinker slowly got better. Finally, it was the day of the big race. All of the town came out to watch. There were 20 boys and 20 girls. The girls all lined up. They raced as fast as they could go. At the end, Gretel was the first over the line. She got her silver skates and ran to her parents. They were standing beside the canal. They were very happy that she won. Gretel was happy that her father could watch. Next, the boys went onto the ice to race. Hans saw Peter. Peter was working on his skate. Hans asked,
"Is something wrong, Peter?"
"Yes, my skate is broken. I can't race," said Peter.
"Please take my skates. You are faster than I am. You will win," said Hans.
"No, I can't," Peter said.
Hans held out his skates again. Peter slowly took the skates.
"You are a good friend, Hans. Thank you," he said.
Peter put the skates on just in time to line up for the race. All of the boys raced as fast as they could go. Peter finished the race first. It was a great day for the Brinker family. Ralph Brinker was not sick anymore. Gretel won the race. Hans helped a friend. Everyone was happy.